The Intricacies of Protocol, written by Inept Shield Maid and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. It wasn't that Jim wanted to be addressed as Captain when fucking. Scratch that. It wasn't that Jim had asked to be addressed as Captain when fucking. But nor, he realized, had he asked to be addressed as anything else. Spock was nothing if not a stickler for formalities. The bastard practically got off on the intricacies of protocol. And if protocol meant Spock's hands cool and steady on Jim's hips, if it meant Spock murmuring, "Easy, Captain," as Jim's body went taut and tense around him, if it meant meeting Spock's inquiries as to whether this was satisfactory, Captain, with a roll of his hips and, "Fuck, yes, Spock, fuck," if it meant Spock's goddamned Vulcan control giving way in a cracked, desperate, "Captain, Kirk, Captain, please." Well, Jim thought he could definitely start getting off on protocol too. Afterwards, Spock dressed and settled his uniform and was looking as crisp and cookie-cutter as a Starfleet hero action figure in minutes. Jim lay sprawled on the bed, determined to enjoy the mussy, sweaty, post-coital tangle of sheets and limbs on his own, if need be. If Jim didn't know better, he'd have thought he saw Spock shuffle his feet by the bedside. "I must thank you, Captain, for the pleasure of your company," Spock said. And yes, that was definitely a foot shuffle. "Shall I be seeing you on Beta Shift?" "I think," Jim said from the comfort of his pillows, "that you can call me Jim in private, Commander." Spock nodded. "I would be pleased if you were to address me as Spock, Jim." "I already do," Jim flashed him his most winning smile, and the corners of Spock's mouth might have twitched just slightly. "So I have noticed." "And Spock?" He already had his hand on the exit panel. "We'll be doing this again," Jim swallowed, suddenly uncertain. "If you're amenable, of course." "I believe I would be, Jim,"